Our next speaker is Haley Hanna, who's going to talk to us about personal belief exemptions in Marin County, California, and the impact of legislation in their state.
Thank you for that introduction. So to begin with, I'll orient you to Marin County itself, which is located in the San Francisco Bay Area, just across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. We're a medium-sized county of around 260,000, and we are known to be an affluent and relatively healthy community in comparison to the rest of California. However, this graph here shows the up-to-date rate for kindergarten immunization for all kindergarten enrollment for the past 5 or 6 years. Marin County does have a lower up-to-date rate for required immunizations than California as a whole. So because of this, we have been labeled as a vaccine-hesitant community. And although up-to-date rates are a really great measure of community immunity, personal belief exemptions, or PBEs as I'll refer to them, are a more specific marker of vaccine hesitancy itself. Personal belief exemptions are waivers to delay or opt out of vaccines required for school entry. And historically, Marin has had a PBE exemption rates of around a 6 to 7%, which has been the highest in the San Francisco Bay Area and around the 18th highest out of California's 58 counties. So there have been many changes in California in the past several years in terms of immunization policies and laws that have been put into effect. And although PBEs were permitted before January of 2014, there weren't any specific requirements other than filling out a form. And AB 2109 changed this by requiring a documented conversation about vaccination belief and risk with a certified healthcare provider. Following AB 2109, California gained national attention with an outbreak of measles in Disneyland, of which many cases were vaccinated. And this really started kind of the statewide and national conversations about the public safety of vaccines. So after the community galvanization kind of from the Disneyland measles event, as well as some other events throughout the state, a bill, SB 277, was introduced into California's Senate and passed, prohibiting the use of personal belief exemptions from required vaccines for school entry. One concern that some had with this law is that parents may opt for medical exemptions instead of personal belief exemptions, as the current vaccination law does have non-specific requirements for obtaining a medical exemption. So before SB 277 officially went into effect in July of 2016, we decided to conduct a vaccine decision-making survey, given that we do have a relatively high number of parents who are vaccine hesitant. So the purpose of our survey was really to assess parents of kindergartners' attitudes and beliefs towards SB 277, to anticipate how they might react once the law officially goes into effect, and to determine the change in up-to-date and medical exemption rates following the law's implementation. So moving on to the methods, we developed this survey using existing survey instruments that we've conducted at the county, as well as published materials, and input from some of our local stakeholders working in the vaccination community. The survey was disseminated in English and Spanish and in partnership with school nurses and health liaisons who distributed an electronic version of the survey via SurveyMonkey and or distributed paper copies of the survey home with parents. And the distribution method was largely dependent on individual school policies. We do have 19 school districts and nearly 70 elementary schools, so each school kind of had different requirements for how they distributed the survey. And in this manner, the survey was received by around 2,300 kindergarten households, which comprises around 80% of total potential kindergarten enrollment. The survey contained questions on self-reported immunization status, whether a parent's child was up to date, had a personal belief exemption, had a medical exemption, or didn't have an exemption where they may be labeled as a conditional entrant. And that situation is where their child may be on a delayed schedule, so are permitted to enter school on the conditional that they complete and continue their vaccination course. The survey also contained questions on SB 277 attitudes and beliefs, and for parents who reported that they had a personal belief exemption for their child, their hypothetical behavior if the law were in effect during the school year that the survey was conducted. Because the parents that we surveyed this school year were still permitted to have a personal belief exemption. In terms of data analysis, we compared SB277 attitudes between parents reporting that their child was up to date and reporting that they had a personal belief exemption for their child's vaccines. And among those opposed to SB277, we assessed the most common reasons for opposition that they reported. Among parents reporting that their child had a personal belief exemption, we assessed their hypothetical behaviors following SB277 implementation, asking them what they would have done if the law were in effect this school year. We also utilized kindergarten immunization data to examine the medical exemption and up-to-date rate following the law's implementation in July of 2016. Moving on to our results, we received around 740 responses with approximately a 31% response rate. Among the full sample, 93% of parents reported that their child was up to date on all mandatory school vaccines, with around 6% reporting that they had a personal belief exemption. And we did have very few medical exemptions or no exemption or conditional entrance reported. So in looking at the attitude towards SB277, parents could choose that they supported the law, opposed the law, or had neutral feelings of the law, or did not know about the law. And we did find that the majority of parents in our sample did say that they reported SB277, around 76%, with around 12% reporting they opposed it and around 12% reporting they had neutral feelings towards the law or didn't know about it. So we stratified these attitudes toward SB277 by immunization status, whether a parent reported that their child was up to date or had a personal belief exemption, where we have the same categories, except now we have support in orange here. And one thing I want to highlight is there was a significant difference by immunization status, with parents who were up to date, a higher proportion reported they supported the law in comparison to parents who reported a personal belief exemption. Among those who opposed SB277, we looked at the reasons for their SB277 stance. And although we asked about a wide variety of potential reasons that they opposed the law, these were the two most common reasons noted. So here I want to point you out to the orange portion, which are parents who chose to agree with these statements. And the two most common reasons noted were that the number of vaccines will increase over time and that parents should have the right to choose to vaccinate. So we also asked about a series of hypothetical behaviors that parents requesting personal belief exemptions for their children might employ if the law were in effect during that school year. The most common specific reasons chosen, other than not sure, are circled on the graph here. And those are that they might vaccinate on a delayed schedule, choose to homeschool their child, or get a medical exemption instead. So when we utilized state kindergarten immunization data, we did find that the up-to-date rate in Marin County increased following SB277's implementation, which is marked by the red line here. And we do have an up-to-date rate that is nearly as high as California now, so it increased substantially. However, when we looked at the medical exemption rate during the same time period, we found that it did increase substantially, as you can see, which is not what was seen statewide. So there was a very small increase statewide, but not quite as substantial as what Marin noted. And again, the SB277 implementation is marked by the red line here. So I just briefly want to mention a couple of limitations of our analysis. All parents did self-report their vaccination status and behaviors, and that's one of the reasons we did choose to supplement our survey information with the state-collected kindergarten immunization data, which is representative of all kindergartners. Also, among parents reporting a PBE for their child, there was missing data for some outcome variables, specifically SB277 attitudes and hypothetical behaviors, and there was more missing data for some of these things than among parents reporting that their children were up to date. And given the sensitive nature of discussing vaccine hesitancy, these respondents may not have felt comfortable responding to these questions, so that could have biased our results. Additionally, given the distribution method of the survey, we do know that not necessarily all kindergarten households received the survey, and we had a response rate of around 30%, so there are some individuals in our community who didn't have an opportunity to respond. So in conclusion, there was a high level of support for SB277, though it did vary by immunization status, and many parents opposing SB277 felt that the number of required vaccines may increase over time and that they should have the right to choose to vaccinate their children. If SB277 were in effect this school year, based on the responses from our survey, some parents with personal belief exemptions may have homeschooled their children, sought a medical exemption, or fully vaccinated on a delayed schedule. And lastly, the vaccination rates did increase following the law's implementation. However, medical exemption rates increased as well. So given our findings, we do know that Marin's up-to-date rate did increase, and this may have been influenced by SB277 and kind of the community galvanization around the public safety of vaccines. Our results do suggest that some parents seeking PBEs may be obtaining a medical exemption or choose to homeschool their children, and this was kind of further corroborated by the increase in medical exemptions following the law's implementation. Lastly, California jurisdictions should continue tracking medical exemption rates, may want to continue or consider tracking homeschooling rates, and should communicate with vaccine-hesitant communities about immunization concerns, as they are tirelessly already. And with that, I want to acknowledge everybody who assisted with this, and thank you for having me today.